This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. In 6 weeks, Boston will have a new mayor for the first time in 20 years. State Representative Marty Walsh won the mayor's race earlier this month, and he's now preparing for his transition into City Hall.
And Marty Walsh joins us now to talk about becoming Boston's next mayor and the key issues he'll be tackling. And Mr. Mayor-elect, thanks for joining us. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's great to be on again.
So let me start this way. I know it's been just 3 weeks since that election. You took a well-deserved week off. I've got to believe that shifting from campaign mode to getting ready to be mayor mode is not straightforward. What's the biggest challenge of this period that you're facing?
Yeah, no, it's not straightforward. It's I think just making sure that we pick the right people to do. Right now, we're in the process of we've named our transition team and we're notifying people and, you know, making people feel that if they weren't chosen that they're not being left off. It's just that you can only have a transition team so many people and so large and. Really making sure people that I want to be inclusionary long beyond after the transition is over.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're working on now.
Well, your transition team includes some of your former rivals, including Charlotte Goler Ritchie, Felix Arroyo, and John Barros, as well as a pediatric surgeon and a budget watchdog. Tell me how the team is advising you. What are the key things you're asking of them?
We're going to be looking at every aspect of city government, every department in city government. Just making sure that when we take over on the 6th, that there's a smooth transition, that we have an understanding of you know what the needs are in those different areas where some of the I don't want to say shortfalls, but where some of the shortfalls might be, if you will. Making sure that we find out who's going to stay, who wants to stay, who's going to leave. Making sure key areas like you know snow removal that we have that we're strong there in case of a snowstorm on the 6th or the 7th. Things like that, you know, things, basic quality of life issues around what the average person is concerned about. And then long-term, you know, superintendent of schools and working on the big decisions, big appointments that we have to make sure that we pick and that, you know, some of the ideas we had in the campaign and some of the ideas that my challenges, quite honestly, had in the campaign that we can look in and come up with a good policy and implement it so we can hit the ground running in September.
Well, you mentioned your challenger. John Connolly, of course, put education at the center of his campaign. You talked about education as well. But are there specific issues that Connolly brought up that you're taking on board and will try to push once you become mayor?
No, we're still looking at all of them. You know, John had some great ideas about education. And, you know, he put a plan out before he decided to run for mayor that he was talking about changing some of the ideas in City Hall to, you know, add more autonomy to the local school districts and how do you deal with some of the underperforming in the level 3 schools. And, you know, we're looking at that. I haven't spoken to John since election night, but I will be seeing if, you know, some of the ideas that he had. John Barros had ideas about applications that they can be used crossover for both charter schools and local schools. So that there's a better process there for more opportunity for families to get into charter schools if they choose. You know, some of that stuff, we talked about reforming high schools and really strengthening our high school system here in Boston. And so a lot of those different ideas that we're working on now and the transition is going to be working on.
Let me ask you about another one, sticking with education for a moment, because one issue that you talked about was pushing for a longer school day. The city currently has one of the shortest school days in the country.
Yep.
But to push for a longer school day would require reopening the current teacher's contract. Will you be pushing for that?
Yeah, I've had some conversations with the union. I actually had one conversation so far with the union about some general ideas, and we're going to be sitting down talking about more specific ideas about the contract and looking at the longer school day and implementing in certain cases where we want to actually extend the school day with teachers in the classrooms and in other cases where we want to extend the school day with programming. And again, that's all going to be part of the transition. And it's also part of the search to make sure that when we pick our superintendent and work with the school committee on that, making sure that our superintendent has the same ideas, appreciation, and values that we have as far as what we want to accomplish.
Sure. I want to ask you about the very first order of business. You said during the campaign that you'd be holding a meeting at City Hall to talk about violence, which afflicts some of the city's neighborhoods. I know you're going to do a lot of listening in that meeting, but what new ideas will you bring to the table as the city's new mayor around this issue?
One of the ideas that we talked about in the campaign trail was about treating trauma, the untreated trauma out there that a lot of times isn't dealt with in different neighborhoods and around different young people who might experience either personally eyewitness somebody a shooting or be connected to a shooting. So that's one of the areas we're going to talk about, the trauma. We're also going to look at the street workers program and see how we can improve and give them more tools if need be to be able to get out there and try and prevent some of the violence that's going on. And also, you know, working last Saturday night, I'm on the board at the Dorchester Boys and Girls Club, and we spoke about there was poverty, and you know, that's a great model of a program in Dorchester that sees about 4,000 kids a year, and not every neighborhood has that opportunity. So I also want to, over time, very quickly, whether it's through community centers or through existing nonprofits in neighborhoods, how do we try and reach out to more kids and get more kids through the front door so they have places to go and get opportunities to help educate young people about against violence and things like that.
Mm. The city, of course, had a reputation back in the 90s for the so-called Boston Miracle. There was a sense that the city really made a lot of progress on this issue. What's your view about what worked back then? I mean, is it a question of putting whatever worked back in place or coming up?
I think part of it's putting what worked back in place, but I think it's also coming up with new ideas. I think that it's important for us to look at and put some new ideas on the table and really come up with ways of how do we combat the violence. You know, there's been a couple phases in our tradition, our history here in Boston, where the Boston Miracle was one piece, and a lot of that was working with the ministers. And then a little before that, we had gun buyback programs that worked. And, you know, throughout different phases, then, you know, a few years later, we had taking bad guys off the street and putting them in jail. And, you know, those different programs worked at different times. Now it's a matter of how do we take some of this and maybe incorporate a little bit of everything into it? Not just put people in jail, but when they're in jail, how do we you know, give them programming so when they come out, they're not the same person that went in? How do we educate, keep kids in school so they're not dropping out of school and causing a lot of the crime that's in the streets? There's a whole bunch of different things that we can do.
Hmm. Well, it's been almost 3 weeks since you woke up as the mayor-elect of this city. And you said you and your girlfriend, Lori Higgins, I'm sort of paraphrasing, but it almost was like you were in a state of virtual disbelief, as in, oh, my God, I'm going to be mayor.
Yeah.
You've had 3 weeks to digest that now. Has the reality finally sunk in?
Not really. No reality yet. I mean, a little bit. You know, it's you know, I've sat with the mayor several times now, and he's been great in helping and offering anything he can do. So it is beginning to set in. I sat with him last Saturday night for an hour and a half. Both he and his wife Angela, they were fabulous. And you know, he wants me to be successful, and he's been extremely helpful to me. And his people have been great. So we're working through it. I think it'll set in on the 6th. When I take over, but you know, there's so many things that as mayor you can do, and the mayor has done a lot of this, is being able to make a difference in so many people's lives, and I'm looking forward to those challenges.
All right, that's Mayor-elect Marty Walsh. He'll be sworn in as the next mayor of Boston on January 6th. Mayor-elect, thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tony. Look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it too.
Stay with us. This is Radio Boston. We'll be back in about a minute.
I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.